It's funny. It's entertaining. It's a little light in the woofers. It's the Frank DeCaro Show on Sirius RQ 109.
Yes, it's Frank DeCaro live in New York City. Doria Biddle is live in Los Angeles. Mr. Greg from the Mr. Greg's House of Love is bringing us together on this Valentine's Day. And BZ is taking your calls at 866-305-6887 as we continue on with the Frank DeCaro Show here, our crazy little thing here. I want to welcome our next guest. He is a psychotherapist, and he's written a new book that is very near and dear to subject to my heart, I have to say. It's called Straight Acting, Gay Men, Masculinity, and Finding True Love, and it's by Angelo Pizzotti. And I said it right that time, right?
Yes, you did.
It's not Pezzotte or something. Anyway.
Pizzotti.
Pizzotti. All
right. That's it. It's Italian.
It's Italian. All right. There we go. Me too. Anyway, so congratulations on your book.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
This is really a topic that I've cared about this topic and thought about it for a very long time. As someone who has a lot of difficulty being straight acting. Anyway, that's why do we continue to make straight acting a sort of vaulted position in the gay community?
Yeah, well, it's a great question. And my take on it is that as gay men, the phrase gay men, we've done so much work on the gay part, but not a lot of work on the man part. And I think just because our culture, there's just so much discrimination and oppression and, you know, whatever word you want to use against gay men, that we're somehow not real men. That there's a need, I think, in us. There's a wound to our manhood. And many of us can feel inadequate or less than men, even if we're out. And there may be a need to compensate and therefore to tone down the signals that we're gay, either in our mannerisms or our voice and the way that we dress, and to tone up the signals that we're real men. And I think underneath it may be, of course, you know, maybe a low self-esteem, shame from the way we grow up, from what we're taught, that we view our sexuality in a bad way, where there's nothing to be shameful about, there's nothing wrong, but perhaps we can feel that to be accepted, to be loved, to belong, that we need to be more manly so that other people will find us more acceptable.
Whenever I see an ad, a personal ad, and it says no fats, no fems,
yes,
I want to punch him for two reasons. Uh-huh. You know, it makes me crazy.
Yeah. Well, when you go online, it's all over the place. Straight acting, straight appearing only, no fats, no fems, muscular, jocks, deep voices. You know, you see it all the time. And what happens is, you know, when we're not allowed to be our true selves, you know, if I come over to your house and I have to be straight acting, then I may not be able to really be who I am, to bring all of me authentically to our encounter. And that, therefore, we can't truly, I think, build intimacy because we're hiding behind a facade. So I encourage all gay men to be men who are gay and to not hide who they are in any way. Now, does that mean that all gay men have to be flamboyant if they're not?
Yay! Oh, no, that's not. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no. But no, it doesn't. It just means be who you are without any facades. And I think if, you know, we're just that without censoring ourselves, then everybody will be far happier, including gay men finding connection with each other, because this really gets in the way of us building relationships together.
Do you think that the I want a guy who's straight acting, does that really stand in the way of a lot of relationships or a lot of people who finding relationships, I should say?
I think it does because, again, we have to be perhaps a certain way. You know, we have to twist ourselves into transformers and shapeshifters to maybe be something that we're not. And I think to really, you know, all men, all people have both masculine and feminine traits within them. And when we're allowed to be just who we are without having to hold up any facades or pretense, then I think people are most comfortable that way. Plus, when you're trying to be a real man, and
quote unquote,
yeah, that, you know, there's all this attitude, there's all this chains and tattoos and buzz cuts and sports shirts and military stuff and, you know, all this unfriendliness. People look mean and pissed off, and it's like, you know, just crazy making. What we all really want is connection. And I think when you go to any, you know, mainstream gay bar today, It's more like you're in a locker room. It's like, hey, what's going on here, you know? And a lot of places aren't friendly, and we don't embrace each other kind of like brothers, as we, I believe we should. And I think what's getting in the way of that, again, is overdoing the manhood stuff. I think, ironically, some gay men can have more of an issue with masculinity than some straight men. Sometimes, you know, I go to straight venues, and I find them more friendly, quite frankly. So I'm thinking that, yeah, this whole straight guys kind of thing, this straight acting front, it's unfriendly and it's off-putting. And with this whole straight acting, straight appearing thing, I think does interfere with gay relationship building. It makes it hard for us to meet because there's a wall between us that we have to sort of reach around and over and under. And we can't really reach each other through all these...
Well, it's interesting because I think the notion of what we're talking about is straight acting has very little to do with what straight men in our that we know and like are like. And this notion of it's almost like a Hollywood version of straight acting.
Yeah.
Does the media really reinforce that, you think?
Absolutely. Yes, definitely. One of the, you know, things I point my finger at is the media, that, you know, it's always shoved down our throat how to be a man. In every commercial and in all the, you know, movies, things that we read, advertising. So it's all over the place. And we can't help but absorb this stuff, you know. And I think it's just part of being in the culture that we're in. But when you couple that with heterosexism, when you couple that with homophobia, then we can feel inadequate as men because we're gay, because we're viewed as being less than. And therefore, that's where the low self-esteem can come in and the shame, and we start to do things because of the stress to perhaps compensate, of course, you know, who doesn't want to feel normal, who doesn't want more love. But also we can begin to cope in some self-destructive ways. So we see perhaps unsafe sex or alcohol and drug abuse, maybe... you know, over or under eating, maybe even over shopping, you know, lots of things that people do.
I knew you'd get to me sooner or later, Angelo.
To try and make themselves feel better. Yeah.
We're talking to Angelo Pizzotti. He is the author of Straight Acting, Gay Men, Masculinity, and Finding True Love. It is out now from, I got to look, Kensington Press. Yes, Kensington Books it is. And he is a psychotherapist as well. And I'm glad that you're here. Now, you use the expression heterosexism.
Yeah.
Right. And which is an interesting thing. And if I understand, the way I have always understood that was sort of the notion that a lot of homophobia comes out of the fact that our culture says to be like a woman is to be less than a man as opposed to different than a man. Mm-hmm. Is that kind of, how do you describe heterosexism?
Yeah, it's a great question. And the way I describe heterosexism is simply the bias that being straight is better. And that isn't everybody straight, you know? There's this belief, you know, when we look at even boys, for example, it's just that, well, yeah, he's going to grow up and get married and have a wife and all this stuff and have kids, you know, because he's straight. It's just the assumption in our culture that isn't everybody straight, and kind of until proven otherwise. All iconic men in Hollywood are, you know, straight. And even if you get the straight
actor. Even if they're really gay.
Right.
They're straight.
There you go.
Yes.
The perfect example of straight acting there. So, yeah, it's just the bias in our culture that, you know, being straight is better and that somehow being gay is something deviant, something immoral, when it's not. It's like being left-handed. I personally believe it's genetic. It's inborn. And I believe as biology catches up with us and we learn that it's not a choice, that hopefully things will begin to change as well.
Yeah, I've been lucky. I mean, I certainly have my issues left and right. I was joking, say I don't have issues. I have subscriptions. But I always knew the answer to it. If you could take the pill and wake up tomorrow and be straight, would you do it? No.
Yes.
What would I do?
Good for
what
you.
What the hell would I do?
Oh, yeah. I like that answer.
You know, it's like, I have no career. I have nothing.
Right.
I like.
Hey,
I agree. No one's liked being gay more than I have over the years, I'll tell you. I have to say.
So. And that's a wonderful thing to celebrate, which is exactly, you know, what I also talk about in the book, and today being Valentine's Day with tips to find true love, is being authentic, you know, being who you are. And I think that's the number one thing. And if you want to, you know, be straight, I think what people really want, it's not to change their core essence. I think people do these like, conversion therapy and reparative therapy. Because they really want to take away the hardship that comes from being gay. And, you know, they want to be normal. Or they want to be loved by maybe someone who's being rejecting. I don't believe people really want to change who they are. I think they just want to take away the stigma. And I think as we help the culture out and decrease homophobia and heterosexism, I think being gay one day will be just...
I won't be able to turn spin a career out of it. It's true. I won't, actually. But, you know, it's interesting to me because I think a lot of times we have an issue. So many people I know want to be in a relationship because they think it's going to make them someone other than who they are. Mm. As opposed to, and I certainly was guilty of this for the longest time. I always was going after men. It would be like, and then you'd realize that you're going, tomorrow when you wake up, you're still going to be you. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're dating David Bowie. It doesn't matter if you're dating the guy you met at the Starbucks. It doesn't matter. You're still you the yes. next, you know, and that's, to me, that was a very hard thing to wrap your head around, is that in the relationship, the right relationship, you'll be even more you than you were before you entered into it.
Yeah, and I totally agree with you. One of the things, you know, again, being Valentine's Day, that I tell the singles out there who lament, I mean, the number one letter I get from gay men through Ask Angelo and at AskAngelo.com is just men lamenting over the fact that where's all the gay romantics, you know, and especially a day like today, because most gay men are single. I think less than half are coupled. And I think it's not about, do you love me? You know, that I'm trying to get something from you that I don't have, which is love, that I have a deficit, that I have holes, and I need you to fill them. But rather, it's, do I love me? Am I showing up for me? And I think when we are fully ourselves and being who we are, that, you know, living our lives with that same zest and fulfillment as if we already had that love in our lives, for example, it acts like a boomerang, that energy, and it brings to us the very thing that we're seeking. So rather than, you know, worrying about love is never coming, it's believing that love is on the way. And sort of by being love, you'll get love in return. So I think exactly what you're saying, that, you know, you're always with you, and whether you're partnered or not, the work is on self-love. It's on self-appreciation and self-acceptance, and that lifelong battle of coming out and constantly increasing the self-love and decreasing the shame, whether we're partnered or not. And that's, I think, the road.
I never thought I'd do this, but I'm gonna quote the Donna Summer Live and More album when she said, "I can't make you feel good if you don't feel good already." And that's kind of true. It's like
true.
You can't have a relationship if you're not sort of feeling good about yourself and go out there. Let's take a call, actually. We've got one here. Steven in Illinois, you're on The Frank Show. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Frank and Dr. Pizzotti, is it?
Yes, Pizzotti.
Pizzotti.
Apologies, Pizzotti. I totally agree with what you both have been saying. You know, and Frank, when you were talking about the no fats, no femme thing, all right, I'm fat, I'm a femme. I can never be anything but. I'm not going to explain myself. I'm not going to make excuses, and I'm not going to apologize. This is who I am. And one thing I can't stand about the gay community is the policy of act your sex, not your sexuality. I've never been able to, you know, first of all, understand it because regardless of, you know, what I look like, I am still a man, and I'm acting this way. So guess what? I am acting my sex. This is a man who acts what most people would deem as femme. And the sooner we stop putting labels on every single thing we do, I think the better off we'll all be. You know, it's not, well, you're a femme gay man, or you're a jock, you're a butch, you're this, that, and the other thing. I'm just a gay man, period.
So, Angela, how do you respond to that? Talk to us.
I think that's great. Again, I think it's just being who you are and not having any facades or airs. And, you know, if you're a gay man who leans toward the effeminate side, then great. That's yay, you know, and just be you. And I think there's a lid for every pot. There's going to be someone out there who's looking for you. And I think for the guys out there who may feel, you know, horrified by all this, feel the need to be straight acting and more masculine, you know, I think sometimes we have to look inside, too, and say, you know, why am I so against effeminate guys, you know? And I think sometimes we learn to hate that part of ourselves because we grow up always with that feeling of the man code and knowing the way that men should behave and that being feminine isn't okay. So I think when we dislike it in other men, it's really a part of us that we've learned to dislike. But there's certainly masculine gay men, too, and that's fine. So being whatever you are.
Stephen, good luck with everything, and thanks for making that point. I really do appreciate it. It's true, and the whole thing about lid for every pot, oh my God. When you, not only because I've been in a 12-year relationship now, and if I can do 12 years, anybody can do 12 years. But also, think about your freakiest friends who are in long-term relationships, and you're just like, oh, Christ, if they can have a long-term relationship, anybody can have one. You know, you have to sort of look at it that way. I mean, I think it's just have to have very real expectations also, I think, about what a relationship is going to do for you. Now, are you in a long-term relationship, Angela?
I have been in the past.
Right now.
At the moment, not right now.
Maybe tonight later.
Yeah, are you going to send me roses?
From proflowers.com?
Yes.
No, we'll have to do that. But no, I think I get mad when I see people who have... Basically, they want a boyfriend who looks like someone that you pay for sex as opposed to your boyfriend.
Yes.
You know, they it's like, you don't want a boyfriend, you want a hooker.
Mm-hmm, right.
You know, so that kind of makes me a little crazy, you know, unless they look that way too. You know, I mean, it's sort of absurd to me when people do that.
Yeah, I agree with you. And even if you go online to one of these, you know, sort of matchmaking kind of sites, I mean, you see it, you know, going online and going through the personals. It's almost like shopping now. I mean, I want this size and I want this looking, and if you don't have it, don't bother to respond to me. And, you know, it's like picking out a shirt, and you want it overnight and you want it to your exact specifications. And we click on and off just so easily when people aren't what we're looking for. And I think you're right. We have to really look at this. I think as we get more technologically advanced in our culture, we're also getting more disconnected. You know, people would rather go on the computer or email or voicemail me or text me or call my BlackBerry than, you know, let's talk face to face. Let's get together. Let's communicate. Let's open our hearts and stay open. And I think this is what the book is really helping people do, is work through the identifying the issue of what's keeping gay men from connecting and then teaching them how to open their hearts and find the connection that they're looking for. Because I think it's an inner change that will precipitate outer change.
Yeah. Let's take a call. Let's see what's going on here. Let's say hi. Steve in Washington, you're on The Frank Show, and we're talking about the book Straight Acting, Gay Men, Masculinity, and Finding True Love with Angelo Pizzotti. Go ahead.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hey, good. What's up?
Nothing much. I guess I'm going to try to make this as brief as I can. I'm the opposite of what you guys are talking about today. I am, I guess, would be explained as butch, but I'm just the way I am. I've just always been this way. I was raised in a rural environment. I'm just a butch guy that happens to be gay. And I have a hard time, and I don't understand why the femmes in the gay community treat me poorly because I'm not gay enough. And then the guys that are trying to be butch, they get all up in arms, which I can't even figure out why. So I'm wondering, you know, how does this work when it's the opposite direction, when it's other people treating somebody that's just naturally the way they are poorly because they want to be that way?
Angela?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think you just have to stay in your self-acceptance. And, you know, if you're naturally masculine and that's who you are, as long as you're being who you are, as long as you're, you know, working with being out and, you know, not any kind of shame, I think that it's great just to be yourself. And again, there's a lid for every pot. And I think you'll find people who are matches for you by just being who you are.
I don't think that's, when he said it was the opposite, mm-hmm. I don't think that's the opposite of what we're talking about at all.
No,
we're saying
me neither.
You be, if you're a big straight guy and you want to play sports instead of, mm-hmm. listening to Dreamgirls, fine. Mm-hmm. If you're a guy who wants to, who loves sports and Dreamgirls, be that.
Exactly.
Just be whoever you are and be comfortable with it.
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you a story. I went to try out for volleyball and it was recreational. And anyway, I didn't make the cut. And it was interesting to me that I wasn't good enough for this, you know, gay volleyball league to play recreational volleyball. And it made me think that maybe what this caller is also alluding to, that sometimes gay men, we can shut each other out for either being not masculine enough or too masculine or whatever. We can really judge each other harshly. And sometimes I think it's like mean girls out there, you know, when you go to gay gyms or gay bars or certain venues. And I think we just have to focus on treating each other more kindly. And again, with masculinity, masculinity is about being one up. It's about being the alpha male. It's about all that. So when you start throwing this masculine stuff around, men's egos get in the way, competition, and it can be hard. It can be hard. The friendliness factor can go down and it can make meetings.
And secretly, they all have needlepoint pillows and Barbra Streisand albums home. We all know that.
Yeah.
Angelo, thanks for being with us. Angelo Pizzotti is the author of Straight Acting. You can find him on the net at it's askangelo.com.
Yeah, it's askangelo.com. And you know, I think this book, although I focus on gay men, I think it's great for all men who are working with intimacy. So it's not exclusively for gay men, even though that's my focus. And in fact, I think it's anyone can benefit who knows oppression, who's been discriminated or prejudiced against any group. This is really a book about love. And
it's perfect for Valentine's Day. Thanks for being here. Straight Acting, Gay Men, Masculinity, and Finding True Love by Angelo Pizzotti is out from Kensington Books now. You're listening to The Frank DiCaro Show on Sirius OutQ 109.